Welcome to Chinook. As the winter ends and spring officially begins in Alaska, the dog mushing season draws to a close, villages gear up for carnivals, and native regional corporations hold their annual meetings. Doyon Limited and the Tanana Chiefs Conference held their annual corporate meetings in Fairbanks in March. They're the profit and nonprofit native regional corporations for the interior. Among the panels and addresses and reports, a concern for the future, a need to make decisions and determine actions in changing times, was a recurring theme. Some of the options for decisions affecting 1991, the year that land may be taxed and stock sold under the provisions of the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act of 1971, were presented in a panel at the Tanana Chiefs Conference Convention. In this program, we will hear from two of those panelists. Jim Mary, General Counsel for Doyon Limited, and former Alaska Federation of Natives President Don Wright, now a consultant for the village of Enitai. Wright held the office of AFN President during the time of the passage of ANCSA into law. We'll hear from him first.
It's a pleasure to be with you again today. We've come a long ways, but we've got a longer way to go. 1971 was the year, but 1991, 20 years later, is another year. By 1991, all of the children that were born in 1971 will have graduated from high school, hopefully, and entered the university, and will be leading this fight. The fight is simply preservation of identity, of a culture, of a people, a proud people, who are sovereign, a proud people who know who they are. We know who we are. We don't have to ask anybody. The job that we have between now and 1991 is to tell the world, the United States, the state of Alaska, the borough, the city, Bureau of Indian Affairs, who we are. Because very frankly, ladies and gentlemen, they don't know who we are. Now, I've embarked on a new trail. I think that it's important that we face the simple issue that we know who we are. We are tribal governments with sovereign authority. Sovereignty means that you have the right to make laws and govern yourselves. You can be and are a sovereign governing entity with or without land. And don't ever forget that. The Native Land Claim Settlement Act was just exactly that. It was an attempt arbitrarily by the Congress of the United States to resolve the land issue. It had nothing to do with knowing who you are, who we are. It had nothing to do with your governments, our governments. It simply was an attempt by the United States Congress to smooth the waters on who owns the land. And because they made a unilateral decision, because they did not treaty with you, they did not negotiate with you, but they arbitrarily imposed their will upon you, alleging that that settled the land issue, is not necessarily true. And the Supreme Court of the United States has ruled against Congress, against the Bureau of Indian Affairs, against states, boroughs, counties, and cities in favor of the Indians on many occasions. So don't be discouraged just because they tell you you cannot do something. Stand up and fight for it. Stand up and tell them who you are and tell them how you're going to govern yourselves and how you're going to govern those that infringe upon your sovereignty. Now, the question of sovereignty, granted, is discussed at length in many fields, in business, in state, city, federal terms, locations. But it's not very complicated. My advice to you is now, shed the shackles of corporate, state-controlled corporations. Become as you are. Identify yourselves to the state and to the federal government as traditional governments, IRA governments, and take on the federal authority you have to form federally chartered corporations under Section 17. Put all of your land, and assets that you don't want to lose in trust to yourselves as sovereign tribal governments. Then function in the corporate world under Section 17 as a federally chartered corporation, which gives you the right to do business not only in this state, but in every state. Not only in every state, but in every trust territory under the flag of the United States. One corporation allows you to do business anywhere, in the city, in the borough, in the state, in the nation, and in all territories under the flag of the United States. Don't let them lie to you. Seek the truth. And the only way you can do that is to seriously seek the truth. I know a lot of our older people don't understand this. I know a lot of our middle-aged people don't understand this. I know a lot of our university professors don't understand this. I know we've never had a governor that understood it, and we've never had an attorney general that ever understood it. But that doesn't matter, because they're ignorant. Don't fall into their trap, their pitfall. Stand on your own 2 feet. You know who you are. Move forward with confidence. Thank you.
Former Alaska Federation of Natives President Don Wright. Next, Doyon Limited General Counsel Jim Mary.
I want to talk about protection of ANCSA lands against loss. And for example, loss through taxation, adverse possession, bad debts. And that protection is available today and will be available past 1991. I'm not going to address takeovers from outside interests, taking over your entire corporation, but by utilizing some of the options, which I'm going to talk about in a minute, those options will have a significant deterrent effect on anybody coming in and trying to take over your corporation. Okay, now, of first importance are the protections, I think, that are available under ANCSA itself, and under ANCSA amendments found in the recent D2 bill passed Congress in 1980. Under ANCSA, if you do not develop your lands, these lands are free from taxation for 20 years after you receive your lands. Many of you are just now beginning to receive your lands, and so we have a fairly lengthy period of time within which you have a freedom from taxation under ANCSA. And a lot of you must remember that most of your land was not selected for development purposes. So it's clear that protections under ANCSA and protections that you will also get under the land bank in the D2 bill are available for many, many years past 1991. In ANOCA, or the D2 bill, undeveloped lands you can place into a land bank upon conveyance. They're automatically in there, and they will remain there for 3 years. And then at the end of that 3 years, you have an option to continue those protections. Now, what are some of those protections? As long as the land remains in the land bank, free from taxation, it cannot be taxed by any authority of government. And number two, the land can't be taken away because of any money judgment in a court of law. For example, if your corporation got into financial trouble, owed some money, to someone. That someone could not take away any of that land in the land bank as long as it was there. Also, in the land bank, you have an opportunity to participate with the federal government and the state government in much of its planning of, with respect to its lands near and adjacent to your lands. For example, management of fish and game, resource and land use planning, trespass control, and fire control are just a few of the things that will be available to you. Now, these things are known protections. They're protections that are available to you now, will be available to you tomorrow, and will be available to you in the near and distant future. And under these two schemes, ANCSA and D2, this land is completely in your control. Another option, which may be available, is by transferring some of your land to an IRA council for it to manage, for it to control, for it to own. Now, if we assume that protections which are available under an IRA will be available in Alaska if you choose to do that. And it's not clear that they will be. There's some basic questions which need to be answered. And they haven't been answered. And until we know the answers to those questions, an IRA will not become a real option. But I think we're going to be getting a lot of answers to those questions in the next few years. So I think we should assume that the IRA will be an option. Then, if the IRA is an option, remember that it may not be the solution for every village with respect to protection of lands. What works for one village corporation or just one village may not work for another. A transfer of lands to an IRA for protection purposes is also not an all or nothing situation. Potentially a village may want to transfer only part of its lands to an IRA, or maybe just simply wishes to stay within the ANCSA framework and not transfer any of its lands to an IRA because it feels that it's adequately protected under the existing law. The key here will be the needs of the shareholders and the residents of each and every village. What may be best for small villages like Beaver and Birch Creek may not be best for larger ones such as Fort Yukon. So I guess I just really have one message, and that is that you have numerous options available to you, or that will probably be becoming available to you in the near future. So I think you should start thinking about them and working with them now. But I advise you to go slow. There's still plenty of time to make decisions necessary to protect your land. Lands are protected now, and they will be protected up to 1991 and well past 1991. Each of you need to get involved, be aware of all the new developments that are occurring daily. So when the time comes to make choices to protect your lands before 1991, you will be ready to make those choices.
Jim Mary and Don Wright speaking at the 1983 Tanana Chiefs Conference Annual Convention in Fairbanks on decisions and actions for 1991. I'm Karen Michelle McPherson. Chinook is a production of KUAC-FM at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks.